G'day and welcome to the next episode of Driving with Jana. Today we've got two special guests in our studio, in our Joburg studio, while I'm down here in Cape Town. We've got Juliana Saladino and her mom Natalie. So Juliana is a seven-year-old karting racing driver. She's the 2024 Pro Kart Triple S champion in the Minion class, so she'll be defending a title this year again. And she's also come second place in the Rock Cup SA National Series in the cadets class. Welcome, Juliana, and welcome, Natalie.
Thank you for having us.
So excited to have you with us today. So tell me, it's not every day I get to speak to a seven-year-old champion who's a racing driver. How did you get started in karting, Juliana?
I watched my brother race on the weekends and yeah.
Okay, so you're 7 years old now. When did you start racing?
When I was four.
Okay, and I believe that is your racing number.
I've went to one because in 2024 I got first for the Rock Cup.
Okay, so you are
Triple S.
Yep.
Okay, so your new racing number is number one.
Yes.
Just like Max Verstappen.
Mm-hmm.
Who's your favorite F1 driver?
Lando Norris.
Oh, is that?
With chops and changes.
Okay, that doesn't matter. That's fine. So tell me, Natalie, how did Juliana really start racing?
Well, we come from a racing family.
Yeah.
And many weekends have been spent at the track supporting her brother.
Yeah.
And I said to my husband that if ever she showed an interest in starting, we would afford her the same opportunity.
Yeah.
And she came to us at the tender age of four and said, "Mommy, I don't want to be watching the racing. I want to be in the race."
Wow.
So, yeah, she actually took the initiative to come to us and put forward her keenness to start the racing.
Yeah. And tell me, Juliana, what you love about racing.
I love the speed and the turns and the first place and second place.
Okay. And was it easy for you to start racing because you used to watch your brother?
It was just a little bit challenging at first, but I got it right.
Okay. And who's been helping you? Who gives you tips and teaches you how to race?
It was my grandpa and my brother.
Okay. And I believe your grandpa's also a racing driver, eh?
Yep.
What's his name?
Larry Welford.
Okay. And what has he taught you about racing so far?
He taught me that whatever it is, you'll be proud of me.
Oh, that's the best. The absolute best. Tell me, Natalie, how, you know, for those parents who want to get their kids into racing, because many, many parents always ask, you know, the children are so keen into cars, they want to be racing drivers. How can parents help their children get into racing?
Well, what I say is if you're ever going to start something new, you should do your research.
Yeah.
The best way forward is to actually get in contact with your local track and speak to someone that's in the know. You know, if you're in Joburg, I would recommend getting in contact with the likes of Swartkop's Karting Circuit.
Yeah.
And speak to the likes of Jeff or Jennifer. There's also options to look at equipment on Facebook, like Karting Buy and Sell.
Mm.
But again, do your research. You know, my son is 12 years old, but he's very tall.
Yeah.
And technically, he could have stayed in the younger age group for another year, but he was carrying 7 kilos over the weight.
Mm.
And it's very difficult to outdrive a heavy cart.
Mm.
So you don't want to invest in equipment that's only going to serve you for a couple of months to a year if you've got then the option to move up to the next class that would serve you probably for the next 3 to 4 years. Mm-hmm. So it's very important to do your research and then also have a realistic expectation of what your racing purse is.
Yeah.
The karting varies across series. You've got things like your entry level four stroke racing,
yeah.
And then you've got your obviously your upper end two stroke, which is very expensive, and but it does afford you opportunities like going overseas and representing South Africa.
Yep.
So basically, you need some deep pockets.
I think in any form of racing, you've got to have deep pockets or you've got to have the sound support of sponsors.
Yeah,
I have pulled no punches in letting everyone know that we race because we have got the support of our racing partners. Yeah. And we've been very fortunate that they have had this hunger to see our children do well. And they want to walk the journey with them. I mean, we say the joke is that they want to see from karting to Formula One with Juliana. Yeah. That's the, you know, that's the, well, I say five year plan, like the 15-year plan. But, you know, they will walk the road with us, and you need partners like that if you're not in a position to do it yourself.
Yeah. And tell me, Juliana, do you have to practice a lot to be a racing driver?
Yeah.
Okay, so do you practice during the week? How does it work with school?
So I practice sometimes on the weekends, but sometimes on the weekends there's racing. But I do like to practice often in the school holidays.
Okay, that's good. And tell me, is it easier to race against girls or boys, or doesn't it even matter?
It doesn't matter, but boys are very, very challenging.
Is it?
Mm.
And why do you think is that?
Because I race with a few boys, and I've tried to beat one, but he almost got first place, but I beat him at the end of the race.
Well done. Well done. And tell me, so what do you want to do when you're older? Do you want to continue racing?
I want to go into the Formula One and get first place.
Okay.
But I also want to be there for my family.
Oh, that's very sweet. That's very sweet. And tell me, so you've been watching your brother and your grandfather. But do you also know about cars? Do they teach you about, you know, how to look after your cart and how to service it, or that kind of thing?
Yeah, my mum and dad teach me, but my dad's the mechanic, so he teaches me the most.
Okay.
My brother knows how to change a tire, but at school we don't learn how to manage a cart, but because I already know.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Tell me, Natalie, you racing now as well. I've been seeing social posts that you've just started in a new women's only league. Tell me about your background. Like, when did you start racing, and how did this women's series come about?
Well, I joke that racing has kind of been a birthright, and that myself and my kids are legacy drivers for the fact that my dad has actually been in motorsport for over 50 years and is still very active in it. He's still racing a Lola, a T70 Ford Lola. And I think that it became a very easy introduction into motorsport, just being raised around the racing fraternity and, you know, just seeing all the tracks on a national level. Mm-hmm. I ironically wasn't allowed to actually race because I had a mom that was very steadfast in her ideas of where girls should be placed. And I know times have changed, and I don't hold it against her because obviously I'm at the point in my life where I'm meant to be with the family that I have, and if things had been different, my life would have been different.
Yeah.
But I'm fortunate now that Lekwi Moli Super V Women's League has been established. It was launched this past Thursday at SWAT Corps, and they're providing a safe racing environment for women to find their feet in motorsport. And yeah. I've been lucky enough to be asked to be an association driver and help grow the series.
Oh, that's amazing. So how many women are in the series and how many women are racing in the series?
So currently we've got 5 drivers.
Yep.
But we've got, I think it's 3 cars that are in the process of being built. And what's nice is that you don't have to initially lay out the costs to go and buy a car. You can rent it through the association. And, you know, it's just nice that I think a lot of people are reluctant to get started in motorsport because you feel like you've got to just drop yourself in the deep end and go out there and buy everything and, you know, get the car, get the gear. And you don't even know if you're going to like it, you know, or you don't know if your ideal or concept of racing is going to meet the actual reality of it. And I tell you this, I'm a confident driver on the road, but getting on that track, my life did flash before my eyes on a couple of turns. But, it's just nice that you can go and test and you can participate from race to race in a rental option through the association.
Yeah.
That's really great. I think it's a great initiative. Yeah. And tell me, Juliana, when you're not in a racing cart, what do you like doing? What are you doing? What are you doing at home? What do you do for fun? What do you do with your friends?
We're trying to get play dates with my friends. And some movies to watch. But I like art and playing with my little puppies.
And swimming.
Lots of swimming. Okay.
It's good core strength. So that's one thing we've realized with the racing. It can be very taxing. And you know, we can't pull punches that women biologically are different to men.
Yeah.
So getting involved in things like swimming and Pilates and all those core strength exercises does help you to have that that muscle memory and endurance that you need for racing.
Yeah. So tell me more about your puppies, Juliana.
One's a chocolate apple named Aurora and one's a real good chocolate named Luna.
Oh, what kind of puppies are they?
Dachshunds.
Oh, cute. And how old are they now?
Luna's 5 months and Aurora's 3 months.
Oh, so you're almost like the mommy in a way. Do you look after them?
Mm-hmm. And Luna is actually cleaning Rory now because... And she's actually cuddling her, and Rory's doing like this to Luna.
Aw, that's so cute.
Yeah, the older puppy is taking on a bit more of a mom role, so you see them, you know, licking eyes and cuddling, and it's actually quite cute.
And when some stage, Rory was actually looking for milk with Luna.
Yeah, my word. Okay, so definitely a mom role happening there.
Yeah.
So tell me, Natalie, I know you've said that you'll ride this road as far as it goes. But what's it really like being a mom to not just a little girl who's racing, but a son as well? So, and now you as well. Like, what are your days like? You know, juggling all of that with school as well.
Yeah, at the moment, it is quite demanding. I joke that I'm a glorified Uber. But for 2026, we're looking to progress Juliana into the same series as Matteo. Matteo has stepped away from 4-stroke racing and gone into mainstream 2-stroke racing under the Rotax banner. Yes. And she's busy training in
a two-stroke Micromax.
That's correct. She's busy training in a 2-stroke Micromax, which is the class that's suited to her age group. And we're just busy getting her trained up to get onto race pace so that we can start putting her into that series and making sure that she's competitive in that series. So
also getting very fast times.
She's doing very well with her times. So that's going to alleviate a little bit of calendar demand, because yeah. right now we're juggling two series in the karting. And obviously now with the main circuit racing, we have to coordinate that as well. We've already got conflicting dates.
Yeah.
So we're figuring out if I'm going to take a step back from those conflicting dates to play the role of mom at the track, or if my husband is going to wear both caps so that I'm free to do so.
And you can't even ask Grandpa to take them to a race because he's racing as well.
Grandpa's also racing. Shame. He was dropped in the deep end when I was asked to join the series. Yeah. I just said to him, I've become a driver for the Liqui Moly Super Vs, and guess what? You're my mechanic.
Ooh, busted.
Yeah, and tell me, Juliana, do you think you're faster than your brother, or are you both very competitive? Yes.
No hesitation there.
When we were practicing once, Mateo was going fast like me, but I was beaten while Joe was past him.
Wow.
I think her brother is very kind in encouraging her racing.
And tell me, do you only have Juliana and Mateo?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. I think
to juggle another child would be all our detriment, because these two take on.
Yeah. No, for some reason, I thought there was a second brother, but I.
My husband can be my third child at times. But he doesn't have a need for speed. He's happy doing 80Ks on the highway.
But thank you so much, Juliana and Natalie. It was so great to get to know you both, and for coming into our studio today. Thank you so much.
We appreciate your keen interest in women in motorsport and youth in motorsport, and we're excited to be part of the Women's Month highlight on Women in Motorsport. We appreciate the platform.
Yeah, we like racing.
Thanks, Juliana, and good luck to you for the rest of the season also for next year.
Thank you so much. Thanks, Janine.
That's it for today. Thanks for joining us for another episode of Driving with J9.
Bye-bye.